Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins.
Okay, we have another episode of the realm of heroes and monsters with me, your host, A.P. Fuchs. So welcome back. Here we are, all set to go, and this show is not a superheroes and monsters show. It's actually a sentimental show in terms of the story that you're going to hear. It's if you want something sweet, it's for you, and I hope that the sweetness comes through. If not, I'm sorry, but I try. But yeah, it's a cute little story. I tend to write these little sweet and or romantic stories under my pen name, Peter Fox, which I'm public about, and they're not like romance, their love stories is a difference. And so like the book out is April by Peter Fox, and there's a short story out called My Angel and Me by Peter Fox as well, which is me. So yeah, check those out if you're into that kind of stuff. And then upcoming later in the show, you're going to hear another sentimental story. So let's get ready to get to story before the story, and then we'll get on with the story. See ya. Welcome to Story Before the Story, and for this segment, I have a question for you. The question is this: how much of your life is true? How much of it is true? Well, the obvious answer would be, you could say, well, all of it's true. I experienced it. I'm here. You can see me. It's true. All of it's true. I'm like, okay, that's fair. Fair enough, obviously, right? But in your mind, looking back on your life, how much of it is true? And then how much of it is you, right? Because we can't remember our entire lives. It's impossible. We could visit back memories, but remember how it works, right? When you remember a memory, it's the last time you remembered it, not the actual event itself. So you're kind of making a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. Eventually, it can start to fade and turn into something that's not accurate depiction of what actually happened. And of course, there's that expression, right? When something happens, what is it? There's your story, my story, and then the truth. And that's where the third party comes in to say, this is how it actually happened. And it's happened to all of us, right? Like, we've been sitting around having a conversation with our friends or family, and we're calling up some sort of story that happened 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. And we tell a version of it, and someone has a completely different version, and someone insists, you know, that's not the way it happened. This is how it happened. And so then what's true? And then we go, well, what's true for you? Well, that's a silly question, because it doesn't mean I'm right. Like, what's true for me doesn't make me right. Just because I believe something to be true doesn't mean it's accurate, right? So what is true? So what do? We have to just come up with these stories and kind of connect the dots of our lives in our own heads. And even when we observe the lives of others, same idea. If we remember them doing something and we don't quite remember it clearly, we'll fill in the gaps and we'll make stories again out of that. So I know I did an episode where I said we're all fiction. And this is basically what I'm talking about. This is another example of how stories are everything, how we tell ourselves stuff, and it's amazing. So at the same time, though, it is, I'll be honest, it's kind of scary, because if you can't remember something accurately, anyway, maybe that's why this age of digital media is such a good thing, because basically everything's on camera, or everything's on some sort of picture or some sort of video or some sort of something, right? So even this podcast is being permanently recorded, because it's going to go on the internet. It's going to be there for till the end of time. And then after that, it's going to be into eternity. So anyway, here we are, moving on. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get into a sentimental story. Stop this mad guy from rambling. And let's hear something sweet. Daffodil Girl. Bruce stood in the wheat field off the perimeter, a good 100 or so meters from the road, staring at the daffodil. He had no reason to be out here, and despite having had spent long hours combing through the rest of the field, he couldn't find a flower like it, or any other flowers for that matter. Just a lone daffodil in a wheat field, somehow growing, somehow adapting. For oh so long. "Thought I'd find you here," Janie said, coming up behind him. Bruce glanced her way, and his heart melted as the soft ringlets of her brown hair and the way her purple-green flowered dress complemented every inch of her body. Her eyes, bright and golden, stood out, even in contrast to the weed around them. "Don't know where else I'm supposed to be," he said. "The flower's in bloom again." "Our flower is always in bloom." She stood tightly beside him and leaned her head on his shoulder. "I wish you wouldn't do that." "Sorry," she said, and straightened. Bruce's heart sank but knew it was the right thing to do. "I keep wondering what went wrong, why we didn't get a chance." "There was always magic," she said, "but you fought it." "No, I gave into it and lost myself to it. This field used to be ours, this flower. It's you and me." Bruce thought back to their picnics here, to their rolling around amongst the wheat, lost in each other's embrace, the kisses, the lingering tongues, the gentle caresses as their hands explored each other's bodies. "I love you so much, Janie," he said. "I love you too. Always have." "Not always." "Always, since I met you. Love at first sight. It's a real thing, though many don't believe in it." Bruce believed in it too, because the moment he saw her coming up that high school lawn for the first time, his heart rolled over and he was immediately hers. He found himself walking up to her, his legs moving of their own accord, all fear a guy would normally have talking to a girl like her completely non-existent. Magic. And when she spoke a simple hi, her voice was electric and jump-started his life anew. He couldn't place why, nor did he care. Later, she confessed, his hello to her had done the same. "I didn't let you go," he said. "I can never do that." "But you're trying to. You come out here and find our flower as if wanting to say goodbye, but never do." "I don't know how." "You'll never find peace until you do." "What if I don't find peace?" "And that's really sad. It makes me sad, too." "Why are you insisting upon this? Why can't we be together?" She curled a brown ringlet behind her ear. "You know that's not possible. Not with the way things are." Bruce's eyes watered. She was right, he knew. The magic was gone. Stolen from him when she took it with her. "Fight it," she said, "like you did at the beginning." It was a half-second fight. "Then live in that half-second. Stop coming out and visiting our flower. Neither one of us can move on if you keep doing it." "This flower is all I have left." Janie leaned in and kissed his cheek. "Goodbye, Bruce." "Janie." "No." His heart burned. She bent down and tore the daffodil from the root. Bruce trembled and found himself bent down as well, the daffodil suddenly in his hand. "Janie." The wheat field was all that was left. No flower. Just like it had been before the day Janie died. Thanks for sticking around till after the credits, and you'll probably notice this episode was kind of a little bit bumbly. I kind of fumbled around a little bit. But you know what, man? I'm tired. Okay? Let's be honest. I'm tired, and I just did the best I could with what I had, and you know, I'm allowed to do that. And the reason I'm allowed to do that is because you're allowed to do that too. We're allowed to be bumbly sometimes, and I just want to encourage you with that sometimes days are a bumble, and you just go with the bumble and just don't try to fumble too much. All right. So that being said, I hope you get some encouragement out of that. And at the same time, sorry for being a bit bumbly, but sometimes you bumble. So let's bumble off and bumble into the week. Have a good one.